At 3-7, the Redskins improved to 4-6, Antoine, and have no time to enjoy it because it's on to Dallas. It's Dallas week. It's a shortened Dallas week. Thanksgiving afternoon in afternoon primetime while everyone's in a tryptophan coma. It's Robert Griffin III against Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys.
That's going to be a game.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
And it's
going to
be a
fun.
Game. Obviously, it's going to be a huge game. Redskins sitting here 1-1. In the division. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Dallas is, but I know Dallas won yesterday, and they should have lost. Cleveland blew it.
Well, Dallas is, I think, 2-0, if I'm not mistaken, in the division, because they beat the Giants on the road, they beat the Eagles on the road, and they, of course, haven't played.
We should be 2-0.
Yeah, so,
because of the Giants.
You know, oh, no, I'm sorry. They're 2-1 because they lost to the Giants at home. They're done with the Giants.
I mean, it's right here
already.
For the Skins.
Absolutely.
To go take it.
I mean, absolutely.
They have four more division games. They got a chance to go take it.
We're going to get to all your tweets, comments, and questions. We're going to get to the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, here in just to say, well, why don't we do it now? Larry, we were talking a lot about Robert Griffin III, four touchdowns. It's the little things that he does as well to kind of set up touchdown plays. The pump fake on the Logan Paulson touchdown, the reverse, which is partly Kyle, the execution, the things that he does to set up these big plays that stands out to me as much as the throws or the execution. Is that what kind of jumps out in your mind?
No, I disagree with you 100%. I
mean, as usual.
What you see is just a remarkable athlete who is as smart as he is athletic. And he's playing on a different level. I think he's playing on a different level every game. And as long as he's playing at that level, you know, this team has a chance to compete. And the defense obviously stepped it up against a rather shabby Philadelphia team. But, no, he is, again, each week he surpasses expectations. He did again against Philadelphia.
All right. Well, being that.
Russell, it is a victory Monday. I would think you'd be able to come up with something today on the show. You got a brand new shirt.
Right.
Okay. You and Antoine match, at least kind of match. I think the hue's a little bit different as I watch it on my computer here.
Uh-huh.
But come on, Russell, this is a victory Monday.
Wait a second. But you're right, it is victory Monday, but you have to get a little analytical. It's how he goes about his craft is the most impressive. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks can throw the ball really far and really hard. It's the way he goes about his craft that I'm trying to celebrate and patronize this morning, Larry.
Well, you are certainly doing that. You are certainly doing that.
Well, Larry, here's a question for you. Now, the defense put a bunch of pressure on this rookie quarterback. Why do you think we haven't seen that against some of the veteran quarterbacks that we went up against? I mean, you look at Atlanta. Obviously, we didn't put the pressure on Matty Ice as we needed to. But I think we need to put this pressure up against Tony Romo.
Well, I mean, Antoine, the fact of the matter is, we can't get too giddy. That Philadelphia offensive line, we knew going into the game, this was the worst offensive line we've seen Philadelphia put out on the field in many years. They've been a victim of injuries all the way, to their left tackle getting hurt with his Achilles during the summer. It's just been a constant barrage of injuries on their offensive line. So you add the fact you got a banged up offensive line. You add to that a rookie quarterback, and this isn't an Andrew Luck. This isn't a Robert Griffin III or even a Russell Wilson. I mean, Nick Foles probably needs a couple of years of grooming to be able to go out there and manage a football game. And while he looks the part at 6'6", I thought personally going into the game, if the Redskins did put pressure on Foles, it would result in mistakes that happened early, that happened often, and you saw the rest of that offense crumple around him. I will note that, I was really shocked a couple of times. I looked across the field on 3rd and 10 or 3rd and long with the Redskins. You knew the Redskins would be coming after him. And I looked across the sideline and I saw Macklin, Jackson, and McCoy all on the sideline. They're three best offensive players, not on the field. So I don't know what they were thinking to put this kid out there like that to try to get him banged up. And the Redskins took advantage of it and resulting pressure on the quarterback paid off.
I remember you mentioning that a couple of times on the game broadcast, but let me ask you this. You were in Mobile for Senior Bowl week. The Redskins coaching staff had Foles. Do you think they used a lot of what they learned about the kid in a short, compressed time down in Mobile to their advantage, or was it just game planning with what they had in NFL tape?
I think they had the analytics from the Senior Bowl, what they saw personally, and then you did get a chance to see Foles the week before. But we said before the game, who has the most pressure on them? Which team has the most pressure on them? And I was of the opinion the Redskins did. They were playing at home. I thought Philadelphia had already kind of sealed their fate with their coach prior to this game. But it looked like Philadelphia felt a lot of pressure in the game, and the Redskins took advantage of it. And as far as the Redskins' offense is concerned, that wasn't the smoothest running operation that we've seen. There was a couple of instances where I thought they were kind of out of sorts. You can question play calling, but when you've got a guy like Robert Griffin III, he makes up for a lot of things that come down during the course of a football game. Some of his scrambles were just incredible. They keep the chains moving. The two touchdown passes, I mean, I don't know if he could have thrown either of those balls any further than he did. So you got to button up some of these mental mistakes, though, on the offense, or you're not going to win a lot of games. And I try to count. I'm going to have to do it today, Chris. I know you do so much research. I don't know how many of those 13 penalties were on the offensive line, but it seemed like almost half of them. And you can't win like that. That kills drives, and they got to improve that, especially a short week like this week. Back-to-back games with double-digit penalties, so you got to find a way to reduce those.
Well, the good news is the Dallas Cowboys make plenty of mistakes themselves, so maybe both teams will kind of neutralize themselves Thursday. And that's how we'll wrap up here, Larry. Again, quick turnaround, short week, not a lot of time to enjoy this, not a lot of time to get ready for the Cowboys. But what do the Redskins have to do to beat the Cowboys and get to 5-6 in your eyes?
I mean, number one, get pressure like they got. And Cowboys' offensive line isn't as bad as Philly's, but it's not the greatest either. So getting pressure on Romo would be number one. Right. And then again, win, get the battle of turnovers and run the ball against the Cowboys. If you run it, that'll take some of the heat from Ware off of Robert. And Robert going home to Texas, I mean, that intangible for him going down to that big stage on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, I think it sets up real nice for the Redskins. Got to execute. But I'm going down there thinking we're coming home with the win.
Larry, are you going to be cooking turducken at the hotel on Wednesday night or no?
Turkey sandwiches on the plane, Russell, you and I, and some peanut butter and jelly as well.
Oh, thank you. You're so generous. Okay. The voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. Thanks for making fun of me. I appreciate
that.
It. Oh, he's a funny guy, that Larry Michael. Did a great job on the game call along with Sam Huff, Sonny Jurgensen, and Rick Doc Walker yesterday on the radio. So good to get his perspective on this. And again, it is a quick turnaround. Want to get a couple of the fan tweets and questions in here at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. We talked a lot about Brandon Merriweather's impact, and certainly it was very noticeable he did not come back after hurting his right knee. It's been the left knee all along. Steve Tasker, not the special teams standout and potential, a Hall of Famer with the Buffalo Bills, he now does some broad. He says, what's the status on Merriweather? Is he good to go for Dallas? Now, in the locker room after the game, he said, I'm fine. I'm going to play on Thursday. I directly asked him that. Mike Shanahan, not as convincing, said they'll evaluate him more. I have a hard time thinking that if he was really injured, that they would have let him talk as much as he did, one, without a PR representative, two, at least when I was there. I don't know if he'll play, but his impact is huge for the secondary.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, you look at the way he came out and played, not just everybody think about, strong safeties coming in the game and making tackles. I mean, now he made his presence known when it comes to making those big-time tackles and being there right when the guys caught the ball, but also in the secondary. We see the interception that he had, but just directing traffic. You can see the complexity of the defense change because you got somebody back there with experience. Obviously, he's been to two Pro Bowls already, so he knows what it takes to get a defense going and winning. So when it comes to the injury, though, I mean, getting hurt on Sunday, I kind of feel like he got hurt early enough that he could have came back, but I think given the situation in terms of score of the game, why bring him back in that situation? I think he should be ready on Thursday. I don't want to obviously go ahead and say he will, but we'll see how it works out because we know it's a guy that this defense, he needs to be on his defense because he helped his defense out a lot.
Not only his talent and his skill set, but his charisma as well. I mean, he's a very energetic guy. He's always laughing and kind of joking around with his teammates, with the media, and I think they fed off of that as well, not to mention it allows you to blitz more. D'Angelo Hall, Josh Wilson, we mentioned on the sack from the corner blitz. D kind of views himself more as a linebacker as opposed to a corner when he is in the slot. but it allows you to do different things because he's a former cornerback, Merriweather. Mm-hmm. He can rotate in coverage like a cornerback can when healthy.
Right, and that's some of the things. I mean, he's the jack, we don't say jack of all trades, but he knows the different positions mm-hmm. on the field and even makes him better in terms of directing traffic as well.
All right, Mr. Marley, at Mr. Marley 2 asks, when was the last time the Redskins held an opponent under 10 points? You know the answer to that?
Was it Dallas, 2010?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Mike Shanahan's debut at FedEx Field. Then 90-plus thousand people screaming at the top of their lungs the way that game ended. D'Angelo Hall with the touchdown return.
Right before the half. Right?
Absolutely, which kind of turned that game around. The Redskins almost lost that game in the end, but ultimately they got the job done. Jamie Rosenthal via Twitter, at Redskins, hashtag Redskins talk. What are the Redskins going to do about third downs? We can't just rely on RG3 to get the first down.
That's a good question, Jamie. I don't know exactly what they can do. Obviously, they got to come up with some type of way to manufacture. I mean, obviously, they get to the pretty good, decent third downs for the most part, third and five, and, you know, from 1 to 5, and they've got those situations, but they have to come up. I mean, if it's a quick hitter pass, if it's, you know, just running alpha right up the middle or something, they have to be able to, you know, get those first down because it's hurting them, it's pulling them down, and certainly if you want to move forward and play particularly well as they need to do over these next, you know, 6 or 7 games or 6 games that they have left, They've got to be able to get those first downs.
All right, coming up, we'll go back inside the locker room. The head coach, Mike Shanahan, straight ahead, plus Redskins reality check. It's next, Monday morning, Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon.
Bob.
Oh, hey, Alex. Just picking up some brochures, posters, copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor or yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold. And we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty. A cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You said you'd get me on the field.
I did get you on the field.
You are Brian Arakpo, all-pro linebacker. Surely you could do better than this.
Come on, sunshine. It's game time. Squad's waiting.
This is embarrassing, Brian. It got me on the bottom of the pyramid.
You know what else is embarrassing? Paying too much for car insurance. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. We are here at Redskins Park along with Antoine Randall. I'm merely Chris Russell. 31-6, the Redskins beat the Eagles yesterday at FedEx Field. We'll have our Redskins reality check coming up in a sec. First, I'm just pulling this up off my cell phone here, my Twitter, because we asked fans to submit questions at Redskins, hashtag Redskins talk. Ms. Dallas Page asks, why doesn't Antoine Randall play football anymore? He was such a talented all-around player.
Well,
why are you stuck here with me?
I'm not stuck. This is something I choose to do. I've been to the top, I've been to the low, and I'm done. I
mean, you are scraping the bottom, hanging out with me.
No, I'm done in terms of playing the game of football. I mean, I've enjoyed the time. You know, it's been great. So, I mean, it's time to not retire, but move on to my second occupation. And right now, it's doing some broadcasts. And obviously, I'm working here, but also doing some stuff with the Big Ten Network. I got some stuff with the NFL Network. And I'm also starting a high school football team at the Virginia Academy right on Route 7. Any athletic football player wants to come by, we'll come work you out and work on some financial aid to come there to that school. It's a pretty good school. It's going to be pretty good.
You know,
I got a lot going on.
You've been a great addition to the Redskins broadcast family. I can say you make this very easy on me. Let's get inside the locker room before we go too far with the head coach, Mike Shanahan, who clearly hasn't seen enough of these days. This is their largest win margin since beating Detroit in like 2007. It hasn't come easy for the head coach, Mike Shanahan, with Larry Michaels, Sonny Jurgensen.
Satisfying a win. You guys needed it. You got it in impressive fashion.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We needed it, and our players knew it, and we had a great week of preparation, and, you know, we carried it over to game day and made some plays. Anytime you keep an offense out of the end zone like we did, our defense stepped up, made some plays, some turnovers, and it took us a little while to get going on offense with that first turnover we had, and 9-yard line, we were able to convert that, and we had another big play. But we started to come alive a little bit in that second half and found a way to win.
You know, it looked like at times the offense was out of sync, and then, boom, big play, touchdown. I mean, Robert scrambled, kept a drive alive, but then you hit the big one.
Well, that's when your defense is really stepping up. We didn't have to score and put a lot of pressure on the offense. You know, all of a sudden, when you're not scoring, not making those big plays, it takes a little bit of calmness relative to saying, hey, guys, just kind of settle down a little bit and focus, and we'll come up with that big play. And I think that's what we did. We didn't do anything for a while, but also we had a couple big plays and turned out to be the difference in the game.
Coach, you look like Merriweather really made a difference in the secondary.
Oh, yeah, he's a big-time player, you know. Brandon came in there, and you could see the difference right away. I mean, he's a football player. He makes plays. He can play the safety position. He can play the corner position. Obviously went down with a knee, with a right knee. Hopefully it's not too serious, and he can come back and help us against Dallas.
Your quarterback sets a record, 93% completion percentage, only one incompletion. What was the key for him today?
I don't know how they had that incompletion. I told him we're going to have to work on it.
It could have been a big six.
Yeah, no. He made some plays, scrambling, obviously, four touchdown passes. That doesn't happen very often. But, he's a playmaker, and he's just going to keep on getting better and better. You know, everybody says, well, how do you get better when you're 14 for 15 for 200 yards? He will. And, everything he's going to relax more and more and keep on doing what he's been doing.
Coach, short week. What's the plan for practice this week for the team?
Well, Monday what we're going to do is it'll be heavy special teams, concentration on our special teams, all different areas except for field goal block. And Tuesday and Wednesday will be like a Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday during the season. So it'll be a combination practice with those 2 days. We leave Wednesday afternoon for Dallas and have our meetings Wednesday night and play Thursday afternoon.
Mike, you knew this was going to be a tough stretch, and you got the first of what we hope are many victories the rest of the way. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Thanks.
All right, not going to be easy for the Redskins in terms of the practice time. Sunday to Thursday, that is tough on an NFL body.
It's tough in a lot of different ways. Coming right from their Sunday game and, having a couple of days of rest and going right into another game, it can be a catch-22. Some guys love it. Some guys really enjoy it because, you want to play the game of football more than you want to practice anyway. It's just the time in between that you get a chance to rest. So it's good that they're only going to have a special teams, special team practice on Monday and kind of like walking through and kind of not doing a whole lot of physical things from the physical in terms of hitting and stuff in terms of that aspect. But they are going to take some time, take care of their body, which is the most important, so they're fresh and revived and ready to go on Thursday. So, that's what you really want. I liked it. It's kind of cool. And then sometimes it's just like, you really don't want to. You just don't want to play that Thursday coming up. So
yeah,
it's a tough deal.
Some guys I know, Corey Lichtensteiger says basically he doesn't feel better until Saturday night after a Sunday game. So certainly it is going to take a pounding on the body. One quick tweet question at Redskins hashtag Redskins Talk. Somebody asks, Pierre Garçon needs to play more. Is he 100% healthy?
No.
He played a limited play count. He didn't play like five plays. I think he played like 20-some-odd plays, if I'm not mistaken. But he's clearly not 100%.
Again, he's not 100%. When a guy comes off an injury like that, that turf toe is not it's not easy to deal with to come off and play. So you want to kind of get him back into the Florida game and not just, you know, put them out there for 60 plays or what like that, nothing like that. So you got to kind of give them some space and let them kind of get going and obviously expect them to play a bit more in this Dallas game. But coming off an injury like that, you want to take some time because that turf toe is nothing to play with. I mean, you, if some cases, a lot of guys just rather cut the toe off.
Just the fact that he's
bad.
There.
It hurts a whole lot.
Just the fact that he's there shows, A, how tough he is, B, how committed he is, and I think changed some things. Maybe not noticeably, but maybe it opened up some of the deeper routes. We talked about Aldrick. We talked about Santana. Santana after the game, after the 61-yard touchdown catch into double coverage, joining Larry Michael and Sonny Jurgensen.
One. Well, you're double covered. There's a flag on the play. Looks like Robert puts everything he can behind it. You catch it 5 yards short of the end zone, and you score a touchdown. That's got to be one of your more memorable touchdowns.
Hey, man, it's up there. It's up there, honestly. I probably haven't had to work for one like that in a long time. But it was just a blessing, man. You know, I got opportunity, man. You know, and these days when I get opportunity, I got to come up big. So that was my opportunity, so I had to come up with it.
You like that challenge when they got you covered and you can go up and take it away from them. Because of your size, you can just go, hey, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, honestly, that's part of my game that I haven't used in a while. I mean, people don't expect me to be the guy to jump. You know, I've been a jumper all my life, but I didn't have to jump too far for that one. But, you know, in college, early years, in my college years, I used to have to come back for a lot of those balls. So it was like, you know, just reminiscing a little bit, just thinking back.
How important was this win to this football team? You've been here for several years. You got a pretty good context on this. How big a win?
It's very big, man. You know, honestly, division, you know, and then we know where we at as far as our record. And, you know, every game we taking, you know, each week, you know, one game at a time, but we taking them as critical games. So, you know, it was a big way to start off this second half of our season, and I hope that we can carry this momentum into the next game.
Quarterback set a record, and you were there for the previous record. Mark Brunell had the completion percentage record at 88%. Robert was 14 of 15, 93%.
Hey, I'm keep being a part of them, so it must be something good about that, you know? Keep me around.
All right, Tana.
That's awesome, man.
We will see you in Dallas.
All right. See y'all later. Thank you.
All right, so Santana Moss with his sixth already touchdown of the year. That eclipses last year's team individual high. Jabbar Gaffney is no longer with the Redskins at five. Also, Tana Man goes over 9,500 career receiving yards. He's the ninth active player to reach that milestone. Former teammate of yours, what else can you say about Santana Moss?
I mean, Santana has it. I mean, he has the pedigree in terms of making big-time plays, making big-time catches. I mean, obviously, he got to the point where he's making some big-time blocks. So he's an all-around guy. And obviously, they use him in the slot a little bit more this year than they have in the past, and he's there a bit often. But they run a lot of three-receiver sets that has him in the game anyway. So he's making a big-time impact. And again, when it comes down to it, go to the savvy veteran. Put the ball up to the savvy veteran. Let him come down with the ball.
And again, he's not the biggest guy, but what he lacks in size, he makes up for in feistiness, competitiveness. And I think the thing that's always jumped out to me as a relative novice is his route running ability. Right? He's considered one of the best route runners in the NFL.
And
correct?
If we queued up that play, you would see as he came off the line, he kind of gave a little shot to the inside, the corner bit all over, and then he straightened up right down the middle and ran past the safety. So it was a great route. I mean, he's always been able to do that. So now it's just a matter of time. RG3 continue to put it up to him and let him come down with the football.
The craft, the art, the sweet science.
Because it is an art to win in routes. You just can't have anybody go up to the car and make a left. It doesn't work like that.
There
you got to get to the car. Maybe you might have to go around the car. You might have to go in front of the car.
Redskins reality check on its way next on Monday morning Redskins Roundup.
Brian, I get it. He's your buddy. He's got some ideas. I'll listen.
I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, Brian Arakpo merchandising. Hungry? Osnakpo. For energy? Arakpo. And here we have the Coat Rakpo, huh?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
Aw.
Yeah!
I mean, aw, yeah.
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew! Oh.
Well, almost no one. Watch live NFL games Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights on NFL Mobile and experience football on Verizon 4G LTE.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
And we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. Before we say goodbye, Redskins reality check time.
Yeah.
The reality is, we talked about this, they have a game to play in less than 4 days.
Right.
They have a long road trip. It is their longest road trip of the year. It's about a three-hour flight to Dallas, a compressed practice schedule. We talked about
good sleep on a plane. Real good sleep.
Sure, absolutely. The impact on the body. More importantly, the penalties continue to be an ugly issue, 13 for 80, both on offense, defense yesterday. The reality is you continue to do that and commit 10-plus penalties a game, you're not going to win in this league. Now, the only break they might get is that Dallas is just as undisciplined as the Redskins.
Well, that's one of the things you got to look at. And obviously, we talked about the penalties, especially on offense. I mean, you got to be able to hold your water if you're a lineman and obviously not holding as much in terms of when you're blocking. But when you look at what they have in front of them, I mean, this coming up this Thursday, winning this game Thursday will be huge. Obviously, setting them up right at 5-6 and then moving forward from there. But I think the one thing we got to keep in mind, and, you know, we don't want to put Philly's game. We got to keep that in perspective. We don't want to make it so high. Yeah, they went out and they blew Philly out. They made some big-time plays. But Philly is terrible. We do want to say that. Their front line, they have depleted offensive line for the most part. The defense, obviously, on the field a whole lot. So they – but we make some big-time plays. Like, we can't take that away from the Skins. We know they did that. But the reality check is, and we have to keep this thing in perspective, is that it's still a long road to go. Yes, they can do it. We feel like they will do it, but it's going to come down to them taking away those penalties, keep making those big-time plays, and it's got to start with this win against Dallas.
I don't want to hear playoff talk. Just win another game.
Game
win
after game.
Two in a row.
But I tell you, I've been saying they still got a chance.
They do have a chance, but I don't want to hear it. This
you gotta
week,
go get
just
it.
Concentrate.
Let's go beat Dallas.
On
in
Thursday,
Dallas.
Then you can talk playoffs. Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. Happy Thanksgiving, pal.
Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you and your family.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll see you Friday morning at 9 right here at Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com. Adios.